kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito si Luck Anthony Bedia at ating pag-uusapan ng pinakabagong nabuong Filipino-Australia Football Incorporated. Magandang araw, Luck!
Good day!
Welcome back! Nagbalik ka na galing Pilipinas.
Yes, good to be back here.
Kasama ng tatay mo, si Elmer Bedia, sinimulan ninyo ang ELB, Filipino-Australian Football Association Incorporated. Can you tell us more about this?
The organization was established in March. We are a not-for-profit organization to further promote and develop the Filipino-Australian community. This is through physical engagement and youth development. Yeah, so what we have for the organization and what we provide is education programs, training programs, tournaments and events, upskilling and counseling, like one-on-one sessions, social development, personal development, and this is all for the community.
Sino-sino ang pwedeng mag-apply o sumali?
Basically, our target is the youth, all men and women, all male and female, ages from 4 or 5 all the way up to 18, and even some of our training programs are for 18 and above.
Seniors.
Pretty much everyone, yes, everyone can be involved.
So anong pagkakaiba? What's the difference between this and the previous football academy?
So the football academy is just basically football base. With the academy, we develop the youth through football. Like this one, but this one's more community-based, and we include our education program, upskilling with coaching and mentorship, and also counseling. So it's not just sports based, it's also focusing on mental health and social development.
When you say counseling, there are fully trained counselors on site to assist the children?
Oh no, this is to like one-on-one sessions with coaches and mentors.
So counseling meaning you teaching an individual how to train or kick the ball properly?
Yeah, so basically just personal development. So it could be physical development, it could be social development, mental development, not just to do with football.
Well, how's your experience in the Philippines helping you with this new role?
Coming from Australia to the Philippines and seeing how the kids are raised and less fortunate, some of them are less fortunate, and you know, just getting that that experience there opened up my eyes and yeah, make me want to give back to them and help them grow, help them develop, you know, where I can be that that mentor to them.
What made you come back?
Basically, this organization. So with the ELB, Filipino-Australian Football Association Incorporated, we established it, so I decided to come back and do more work with this, as it's only just our first year, so we're just building the foundations for the organization.
And you're also coaching a team?
Yes, so I coach with my dad's team. I'm assistant coach for Olympic United Under-15s Division 2 team. Yes, so it's just making those small sacrifices and committing myself to that work. So yeah, just sort of just putting my mindset to it, making sure that it's getting done and done in the right way.
How different is your coaching the Filipino-Australian Football Association Incorporated to a local team?
With the local team, it's team based. Although we teach and coach the individual players, it's more on a team base because we have games during the end of the week. So we train to perform in the games. As it with the association, we train to develop. So we have a what we call a players development assessment, which monitors and evaluates the player's progression throughout the training program.
Do you have any plans to go play professionally, Luck?
Coaching professionally?
Yes.
I would love, my goal is to eventually get my A license and hopefully coach a professional team either here in Australia or most likely I really want to in the Philippines.
Are you studying to get that license?
So at the moment I have a license B, and by coaching this team I get experience, and then I accumulate my hours coaching experience so that when I go for my next license, which is a license B, I have a idea and I'm ready to go in that course.
So it's good to be back?
Yes, very good to be back. Let's say it's more easy here in Australia than the Philippines.
Thank you, Lau.
Thank you so All right. much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.